Hi, this is a dictation for patient Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Date of birth is 8-30-1976. Date of accident is 11-29-2022. Date of service for follow-up visit is 2-22-23. Miss Anitra Carter allegedly was a victim of automobile accident, and she alleges that she was involved as a restaurant driver, was involved in a front-end collision on the driver's side, leading to headaches along with symptoms of loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nightmares, being in the bed, and seizures. She was initially seen at Garden City Hospital. She also allegedly had pain in the mid-back, neck, mid-back, and lower back, with radiation to the left front leg. Pain in both the knees were also present, and left shoulder, with difficulty in lifting her left shoulder. At this time, patient reports today that her pain are continuing to the tune of 8 to 9 in the neck and the lower back. Some pain is shooting to the left arm, and left shoulder is also, the pain in the left shoulder is also 9, with difficulty in lifting the arm. And ADLs are affected 9. She has a difficult time walking due to the pain in both the knees. The patient reported that her ADLs are affected to the tune of around 7 to 8. Especially walking ability is the most affected. And she reports only 20% relief in the pain level. In the system review, in neurology and psych, positive symptom is headache, blackout, difficulty sleeping, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, anxiety, depression, and loss of memory. And please type rest of the negative symptom. Pain and numbness, positive symptom. Lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, limited range of motion, clicking, grinding, lower back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, wrist pain, hand pain, knee pain, and difficulty walking. Rest of the symptoms you can type. In the GI, GU, respiratory, no positive symptoms. And patient report that there are more pain, aggressive pain, and worse pain in the knee, back, and the left side. In the last 30 days, headaches are more often, and it leads to migraine headaches, and occasionally held by medication. Overall, the pain is worsened. In the last 30 days, patient reports of seizures, and on the last Monday, and she was not seen at the hospital. She has been advised to see a neurologist and go to the hospital. No new changes in surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tylenol, codeine. Substance abuse is none. Patient is advised to use marijuana for further pain relief. Compliance is strict. Patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. And physical examination, the blood pressure is 134/101. Pulse is 61. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is 16-2022, dictation number 0117-009. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is, the patient is already seeing a neurologist. She is on Keppra 750 twice a day for her seizures that were pre-existing to the automobile accident. She is now undergoing physical therapy program for the affected areas, which are namely lower back, the left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, and three times per week. With she is off work, and the housework replacement and case management has been ordered. The patient has been also provided Tylenol, codeine, 30 tablets for pain relief, PRN, Wellbutrin for mood changes, and Lyrica for pain relief, 50 milligrams twice a day. And she was also provided earlier on the last visit on 2/13 a Mobic, Acifax, Xanax, Neurontin, and Furoset. The patient is referred to a social worker and a counseling. She's referred to a neuropsych. She's referred to a case management. A CT scan of both wrist and hand is ordered. CT scan of the left elbow to identify any epicondyle involvement or fracture of the scaphoid. Patient is provided with a left knee brace and a right knee brace. CT scan of the left wrist and the left hand was also ordered. She's referred to Dr. N. Verma for neurology, and or her therapy continues. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.